He said silver will likely reach levels 2 to 3 times its current levels, with most of that accomplished in the next 2 quarters.
Welcome to the Morning Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey, where each morning Vince brings you the financial and precious metals news to get you ready for your day. And now, here's Vince.
Good morning, everyone. If you believe, as we do, that we are at war financially, trade-wise, fiscally, and monetarily, then these will make more sense to you, if not now, in the future. 5 predictions. The LBMA and London precious metals market will be exposed in a major corruption scandal. 2, the U.S. government has begun quietly accumulating gold since December 2024. 3, the United States is executing a new bilateral soft devaluation strategy, a decentralized version of the Plaza Accord, as executed by President Trump in his deals with individual countries for trade, foreign direct investment, treasury holdings, stablecoin interest in return for a debasing U.S. dollar against their currency. 4, the U.S. will revalue its gold holdings to a higher price to support fiscal objectives. 5, the U.S. will hedge its gold to retire debt and stabilize its trade relationships at the same time. 1, you're seeing unfold right now slowly. 2, conjecture, but increasingly true based on evidence and belief. 3, has been going on since Donald Trump first announced his first deal with the Saudis. And 4 and 5, taken together, are prongs of the Stephen Moran Mar-a-Lago so-called accord. Give you a little bit more graphics to that extent. This is the London Clearing Network. The London Precious Metals Clearing Limited Network is the hub of the global gold spot market. And we believe that over time, you will see scandals erupt on the derivatives books at the hub of that, on the oversight that is maliciously neglectful. And you will find that the supply chains that this hub depends on to secure metal are corrupt. The Mar-a-Lago Accord, which we, and actually Kathleen Tyson, aptly called the Weimar-a-Lago Accord, says the two things in it that should make you blink. The ultimate goal, Stephen Moran says, is to devalue the dollar whilst preserving reserve currency status. That goes towards the Plaza Accord 2.0. The Gold Reserve Act authorizes the secretary to sell gold in a way the secretary considers most advantageous to the public interest, selling national gold reserves to buy foreign exchange instruments. Gold pays no interest, so selling it for positive yielding foreign debt should result in income for the U.S. government. It should be noted that Stephen was saying to sell gold, and with the proceeds from that gold, buy the currencies of other nations, thereby weakening the dollar and offsetting debt, U.S. debt, by buying the debt of trade partners, which mathematically makes sense. But if it doesn't work out, those two statements together equal hyperinflation. So that's it. 10-year yields are unchanged bid. The dollar is down 4. The S&P 500 is up 27.28. The VIX is 19.96. Gold is 42.45, up $37. Silver is 53.15, up 10 cents after being down significantly, being sold during Asian hours. Copper 4.90, unchanged offered. WTI up 2 cents. Natural gas 2.94, up 2 cents. Bitcoin struggling. That's because this is not a debasement trade. This is a war trade. We're buying metals. Bitcoin gets its shot when the debasement trade actually starts. Ethereum up 68, palladium and platinum up again, 1558 and 1676, up 11 and up 23, respectively. They seem to be stabilizing in terms of the relationship now. Gold, silver down again. We're going to talk about gold and silver specifically after this. And grains are mixed with wheat down. The other day, 2 days ago, probably at most, Michael Oliver sent out an update to his subscribers regarding silver. And you should know before I say this, that he's been right about everything for the last 2 years. As a subscriber to his work, I can tell you that. And as someone who does not like technicians in general, it's not faint praise. Okay, so what did he say that was eye-popping? He said silver will likely reach levels 2 to 3 times its current levels, with most of that accomplished in the next 2 quarters. Now, there are caveats to that. If this happens, then that will likely happen, is essentially what he's saying. So we break it down and we sent that out along with a link to his reports just now. Now, to summarize, according to Michael Oliver of Momentum Structure Analysis, the metal is entering a technical phase that could double or even triple prices within 6 months. The trigger is a breakout in silver's performance versus gold, one that we've been monitoring here for you, a signal that historically precedes explosive rallies like those in 1979 and 2011. Oliver calls the current setup hyper valid, pointing to aligned momentum structures and rising strength among silver miners. Now, he uses momentum as his indicator. As a technician, essentially, momentum breaks out before price does. Price is the last thing to move. Physical tightness, all these things happen, and then you get a momentum break, according to his style. Now, I'm not a momentum trader, but I'm not a momentum analyst. I look at volatility, and they're very closely related. And I will say this. If you look at traditional technical analysis measures, not momentum, you will see maybe RSI or MACRD. You will see proof to that effect. Specifically, if you pull up a chart of silver going back to, as the one I have there, going back to the 70s, you'll see that even though silver is higher, it's not overbought by that measure. And the red lines on that chart there, they show you that we have a ways to go if you're looking at that traditional measurement. Now, the reason I'm even showing you that concept is because I sat down with another technician, Jordan Roy Byrne, yesterday. We had our monthly conversation about where the markets were going. And during that, we discussed some of the things that Michael Oliver talked about. And we also discussed, well, actually, I listened to Jordan talking about you can make the argument that gold is overbought but underowned, which is what everyone's doing right now. But you can't make the argument that silver is overbought. And we went through it, MACD, RSI, other measures. I don't have it on the screen, but the most interesting one is the 1973 to 75 move, where the RSI went to like 100. See, it's over here on the left-hand side, that dark blue area. Amazing stuff. Anyway, we recommend you read that. It continues in the premium post, MSA's eye-popping silver observation. Moving on. Related post, Goldman higher prices, but harder to get there. You could see those. The source of the silver problem is the LBMA. Popular, I mean, there's so many current events right now. The limits of the milkshake theory, different topic. Are you ready for $144 silver? That's our contention based on analysis of silver as a critical mineral. And then an oldie but a goodie that proved true from our friend Bai Zhaojun on the mainland, that peak China silver is one of the reasons for the looming extinction event. As he cataloged between 20 and 23, and we reported and added some color to. It is the reason where we are, why we are where we are. Next. The chat, we added a founders chat today and some interesting things in there. Data on deck, or data that is supposed to be on deck. Today's Thursday, U.S. retail sales and core PPI are supposed to be out. PPI is supposed to be out. Housing starts is tomorrow. Charts and final market check. Okay, some notes I wrote to myself to talk about as I look at the charts. So let me read them out loud. Silver's rally. LBMA is a symptom, not a cause. Meaning, LBA's short squeeze is a mile marker, a signpost, however you want to describe it, in the drama that is silver going from here to there. The EFP retracement is bearish. I'll show you that in a second. Yet the market does not care. I put an X post up on that yesterday. China is now a seller of silver at the margin. We say that because, well, we'll get to that in a second. And the sell-offs are being bought by Westerners. The reason silver is being bought, despite the physical unwind of metal going from the U.S. to London and China to London to fill their gaping hole of fictitious silver, it's because silver is a critical mineral now, and it's in play with the real. It's tied to raw rare earths. Okay, and that's one of the reasons we're rallying. And you probably will see a continual dip buying in silver on the way to the summit with Xi. Gold is being bought at the sovereign level, we believe. And we believe it's being increasingly bought impatiently. And as we say, when there is no investable gold left, silver will be the thing to buy. And the market is sniffing this out now. That's macro discretionary buying those dips. That's not London buying that dip. That's the guys who can take on central banks. Let me show you a couple charts to that effect. Let's start with the gold-silver ratio. The gold-silver ratio is on its way down. We think, here, I'll put some lines up. The next level, if you're looking at it from our point of view, is down here. Now, I don't have this as a level. This is Michael's lever. Below 76, let's say, inverting his style. Below 76, silver can get parabolic in its relationship. Just tipping my hat to what he was saying. Moving on to why I'm making the case that the LBMA crisis, the physical shortage in London, is a symptom, not a cause. If this line is the normal behavior for the gold, for the silver London versus US EFP, somewhere in that line, this is a short squeeze or a venue squeeze, depending on how you look at it. This is the squeeze alleviating. So what do I mean by that? It's pretty simple, actually. If this is bullish for silver, this is bearish for silver. And in fact, you are seeing silver being sold during European hours. I'm sorry, Asian hours. And that's because Asia is, as Daniel Galli had said, making available its silver little by little to London, letting them off the hook in terms of their physical demand. Meanwhile, in the US, there isn't selling, even though we're making metal available from the COMEX. So why is that? Well, answer that question and you'll say, well, silver's going up because it's not about the LBMA. It's about something bigger than the LBMA. And the LBMA is the naked swimmer caught at the tide goes out, to paraphrase Warren Buffett.
Well, thanks for watching this morning's Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey. We sure appreciate you tuning in and starting your day with us here. Hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll see you again tomorrow. Please note that this video is not intended as legal licensed financial trading advice and is to be used for informational purposes only. Please contact your financial advisor before making any decisions. And thanks for watching.